Well, welcome to A Few Minutes With, and it's going to be a new thing at DenverBroncos.com here this year where you, the fans, will ask questions throughout the week, and we will, of course, ask your favorite Broncos player those questions on Friday. And we're joined here by Kerry Colbert, who just wrapped up his afternoon practice of day 7 of training camp. So, Kerry, thanks for coming on.
No problem.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and ask these questions here, and so, Kerry, we'll just go ahead and just get her going. First question comes from Greg in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he asked, during this time, there's a lot of competition in camp. How do you plan to separate yourself from the rest of the talented wide receivers and earn a roster spot?
Really just work hard and, get better at my craft each day, come out here and make sure I'm concentrating and focusing on my route running and catching the ball and doing the little things that I need to do. And I feel like if I'm accountable for my job, I'll set myself up good.
A lot of people compare you to Rod Smith since you do a little bit of everything from blocking well to running across the middle and making that tough catch. What do you feel are your biggest strengths and weaknesses? And that question comes from Anthony in Roseville, California.
Probably just the ability to kind of not be one-dimensional and kind of do a little bit of everything. But like I said, I kind of try to focus on doing the little things the best. And I think that's probably one of the strengths that I have. I can, just try to maintain my focus and do the little things.
All right, next question comes from Ray in El Paso. And he says, what are your team and personal goals this season?
Well, our team goal is to get a spot in the playoffs, and then once we're in the playoffs, get to the Super Bowl. My personal goals are just to really be accountable and take advantage of each opportunity that comes to me in the passing game and kind of help out as well in the running game.
All right, Nismo from Romoland, California asked a good question. He says, what are your tips for a young wide receiver just getting started?
Really, I think to catch a lot of footballs, whether they're just playing catch back and forth, I think that helps a lot. And, work on your route running, getting in and out of your breaks. I think that's one of the most important parts of being a wide receiver is being able to get in and out of the breaks and being able to catch the ball at the end.
Who helped you when you were young with those same kind of things?
You know what? When I got to SC, I played for a lot of great coaches that kind of helped me. Lane Kiffin was one of my receiver coaches. Coach Carroll helped me a lot. Kirby Wilson. I had a coach in high school, Lawrence Berkeley, played at UCLA, played wide receiver. He helped me out a lot. So, there's been a number of coaches and people and players that I've kind of looked up to kind of get my route running right.
All right, and this one comes from Curtis in Longmont, Colorado, so here right not too far from Denver. Says, who has been the most influential role model in your life?
The most influential? Probably Jerry Rice. And I've only met him once, and I didn't meet him until my rookie year in the league, but I patterned myself after him when I was younger, and I always wanted to be like him, and I always heard that he had such a great work ethic, so that was one of the things that I always focused on and always wanted to do. So even though I didn't know him or have a relationship with him, I think he really influenced me a lot to do a lot of great things.
And finally, last question. This one comes from Chad in Oregon. And he says, what kind of person is Kerry Colbert off the field?
Kerry Colbert off the field? I'm kind of real laid back. I know a lot of people say that, but I like to stay at home. I'm into music. I got a couple things that I'm doing in the music side of things. I got an artist that I work with. His name is Paul B. So I got to give him some love. And his album is out on iTunes. Unsilenced, go get the Pole B album on iTunes, and so I just kind of chill, hang at the house, and make music. Really,
what are you doing with the music then? Are you helping with the process of it, managing it? What?
Yeah, a little bit of everything, kind of helping with the process, kind of managing a little bit, and on the side, I write a little bit sometimes, or sometimes I get into the beats a little bit. So really, I've just kind of been into it and really just into helping other people out. So once again, go get that Pole B album, Unsilenced, on iTunes.
All right, Kerry, thanks for coming on. And once again, people, go ahead and send your questions next week, and we'll have a new Bronco for A Few Minutes With. Thanks for watching.